Welcome back to the Burt Selling Podcast.
I'm coming.
I love how John starts every episode like the character Pat from SNL. Non-binary Pat.
Yeah. It's Pat. Hi, boys.
How's it going?
Good. How's it going?
All right.
I went and saw a movie last night.
Yeah.
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 What'd you see?
The Conjuring 4, Last Rites.
Did they finally conjure them?
Yeah, no, dude. They conjured everything in this motherfucker.
Really?
Everything was conjured.
Conjured up some feelings.
They conjured up some anxiety is what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I treated myself to some McDonald's the other day. I conjured up some stuff, too.
Did you? Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. That'll do.
It's like a piece of gum that you chew when you were in elementary school came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My third birthday cake came out.
See, that's Alex physically, when he conjures shit out of him, it gets conjured like physically out of his body. Something that's already in his body, which probably shouldn't be. You, it's emotional.
Yeah.
I'm both. I do a little bit of both.
Yeah, yeah.
I cry while I shit out that piece of gum.
Mm-hmm. This was, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's a scary movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I was like trying to hide behind the frames of my glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Well, thanks for letting me know, because I was looking for a romantic comedy for me and Keith.
Yeah, no, I would not recommend The Conjuring. I was like staring at the back of the head of the dude in front of me,
because
I was like, I don't want to see the screen and jump and get scared like a little bitch. I was like, just me staring at the back of this dude's head makes me like a little bitch.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was.
Did you start seeing the Conjuring monster in the back of his head?
No, not at all.
That's so funny to think of you like not looking at the screen, looking at this guy's head, and still jumping a little bit. Oh, shit!
Yeah,
shit.
The people next to me were going ape shit, fucking screaming, fucking kids. How was your weekend, dude? What'd you do?
I did the comedy gauntlet last night.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was all right.
Did you make the first cut?
I made the first cut.
Did you make the second cut?
I didn't make the second cut.
Oh, fuck.
It was a tight crowd, and they didn't want what I was serving.
They didn't.
No.
I
mean, I never do good in contests because it's never a regular comedy crowd. It's always like a comedian's family,
right?
Or like several comedians' families, and none of them know anything about stand up,
right?
And they're usually homophobic, and so like they don't want to hear what I have to say,
right? Yeah. Well, I'm usually homophobic, but I like what you say.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't say they're homophobic. They're not
into.
They're normal people. So they don't wanna understand all of the references.
Right.
Sure.
Dude, I don't think, I mean, I still don't understand a lot of the references. So it's good on them for even showing up.
Yeah.
No, I thought that they're usually tight. I mean, unless you do like a Tuesday night or something like that, a weird Tuesday gauntlet at some theater in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Beyond that, it's always going to be just fucking a bringer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, but I mean, that's the thing though. It's a contest, but it's not like a audience vote contest,
right?
But it doesn't matter. Any contest, whether the audience factors into it or not, is always going to have that same vibe, because again, it's not a normal comedy crowd, and there's factions of people that are just there for their person, and they're only going to react to their person, or someone who's just like super like, I don't want to say, someone who like just relates to a wide swath of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Yeah. Just someone who does, you know, pandering comedy.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Nick was a winner. Nick won a gauntlet.
Yeah. It was the first time I ever won that. Any of his competitions. To be clear, we're talking about Brett Hayden.
Yeah.
And you said it's not a typical comedy competition. It's one fucking guy sitting on stage watching. I told him this, so I'm not ashamed to say it. But I was like, the fucking nerve.
Well, it's a mini rumble.
Yeah.
Right. But with him on stage watching you and going, all right, 3 points.
Yeah. Know? But I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Gauntlet pulls a fraction of the audience that Rumble does. Yeah. And so he wouldn't be able to pay judges.
I don't think that's it. I think he wants.
You think he's just drunk with power?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he likes to get up there and say, "I know what's good."
Well, I'm sure he does, but like, I bet he would have at least one other judge up there if he knew he could pay that judge.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But like, I'm still the balls or gall or whatever the nerve of this motherfucker.
It's his show.
But I would be afraid of everybody hating me.
Well, he already knows everybody hates him, so yeah. It doesn't matter.
He doesn't care. I don't hate him.
I don't hate him.
I think he's a nice guy.
He didn't move me out of the third round. I still don't hate him.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. He didn't move me out of the first round. I still don't hate him.
What's annoying is that he's right most of the time. Yeah.
He can tell funny, dude. He's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think about the way that I score Rumble, like when I judge it,
mm-hmm.
and it's more than just like the jokes. Like you have to also be getting the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I did my jokes the way I always do them, mm-hmm. but like I wasn't connecting. Mm-hmm. So like I wouldn't have moved me to the next
right,
round.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Same.
Yeah. It'd be insane to judge on the joke. If you like the joke that bombed, mm-hmm. and you advance that person, that's mm-hmm. crazy.
Well, yeah. Right. Well, It's tough because like there have been times where someone did a joke that I just fucking hate and it kills,
mm-hmm.
and I still score them down even though it killed.
That's okay.
But there have been times where I loved the joke but it just didn't connect and I scored them down because like I gotta have both sides.
Didn't connect is more important.
Yeah,
it's like having no ass and a bunch of you gotta have an ass a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just vote.
Yeah. But like whenever I judge like a Rumble, I just vote on people that I like.
Personally. I judge on the ass and tits.
No, I don't do that. I do it exclusively on people that I like and dislike. Like if I don't like you, you're getting a 1.
Yeah.
So when
if I like you, you're getting a 5.
So Jason Brent basically did like fake Rumbles at Trixie's, mm-hmm. but he would always have he had me, Tim Den Otter, and Sam judge mm-hmm. as our truth characters.
Yeah.
And I straight up at the beginning told, like, as Thomas, mm-hmm. I told everyone, I'm judging you on your outfit. I think everybody thought I was joking.
But you did.
I was not joking. I judged everyone on their outfit. And people were very mad when they didn't move on to the next one.
They should have cleaned up. They should have cleaned up. That's fucking funny.
Because Jason told us, don't take this serious.
Yeah.
Jason was like, just fuck around as judges.
Yeah.
You're already in the background looking at outfits, writing down scores.
Oh, yeah. No, I was totally judging everybody on their outfits.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
It's hilarious. Completely unfair.
And I had a room full of open micers just pissed at me.
Yeah. Should have dressed better. How would you judge me and John right now based on our outfits?
Well, I already know that. Well, okay, so you're a little complicated because I already know you're wearing a Gap pocket shirt, which is like my pocket. But I also know that you wore it like 3 days ago.
Hey, I'm just gonna show you
one
thing.
You can't sneak it past. You can't creep up on the Indian.
I got a collar under this, dog. I got a collar under this.
All right, whatever. Put it back in.
I had to put a play shirt over a work shirt today.
Put that collar away. You're gonna make people think you can afford Madden.
Yeah. Yeah. He showed me the price last night. It's down to 45. We're almost there.
Oh, well, he was bitching about it right before you got here.
Was
he?
Well, it's in, and he was. To his defense, he took your defense. He said, well, he's got kids.
Yeah.
And I said, there was 2-year period where you didn't buy Madden to play with me or just whoop my ass, really. That's another part of it. It would have been easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $60. 2 years went by where you didn't buy it, citing the money as the reason.
Yeah.
You're a cheap ass. Yeah. And it's not the kids. You could have bought that many times.
Yeah.
Don't look me in the eye like you're poor and you don't want to tell me.
No, it's not a matter of being poor. It's just a matter of not wanting to spend frivolously on.
There's such
games
thing as
I
being too responsible.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to say.
You think
to
so?
You
I mean, look at me. I accidentally bought two $70 games within a month.
Did you?
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2 and
3. No. I was waiting for Ghost of Yote to come out.
Yeah.
And I pre-ordered that a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for that so I could play that and beat it. And then I was waiting for Death Stranding 2 mm-hmm. to come down and I was going to buy it once it went on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, I was buying a expansion pack for City Guidelines or City Skylines. Mm-hmm. And the expansion pack was like $10,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't paying attention and Death Stranding 2 was in my shopping
cart.
And I just hit purchase.
Oh,
and as
shit.
Soon as I hit purchase and it went through, I was like, oh, fuck.
Two in the game,
Yeah. Hey, you got the game now.
Yeah, I spent $90.
Isn't that weird? There's no return policy on streaming.
Well, Keith is like, we'll just return it. I'm like, how am I going to return it?
How do you return
it? Hey, PlayStation, return game.
Right. Right.
You can only uninstall.
Yeah, you can't return.
Yeah. Oh, that's how they get you. That's how streaming gets you, dude.
Yeah. That was the other thing. I wanted to actually buy the game.
Right.
I wanted to buy the physical. Yeah. That's also why I didn't just buy it online.
Right.
I don't know why. We should go to a casino one time, right? Mm-hmm. And put in, like, go to like the high roller room and put in a couple $100 in a slot machine where like you're betting like $20 a hit, or like even better, like $100 a hit, and then I'll be drinking something, and then you walk by me and accidentally bump me, and I knock the thing, and I bet it. Like, actually, let's do like a high one, like $100, and then if it wins, we win.
Yeah.
If it doesn't. There's proof that I didn't mean to hit this button.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I doubt it.
No, they'll probably take you to a back room and beat the shit out of you.
Break your hands.
I got money back from the casino one time.
Yeah.
For what?
At roulette, when you give them your chips or whatever, they change it just to a color that means nothing if you take it to the cashier.
Mm-hmm.
And my color was green, and the $25 chips are green as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like a stack of 25 and my green chips, and I accidentally put like a few of them in there, and then I looked at my green chips and they were kind of gone, and I didn't mean to at all. And then they checked the fucking cameras. I couldn't believe it. And two hours later, they found me in the casino and were like, we got $75 to give you back.
No shit.
I swear to fucking God. I was like, because cool, I'm white. What did I do? Right. Like,
well, that's the only reason why they checked the cameras.
Yeah.
Oh, he's all right. Let's go through with it.
Yeah. Well, he looks Italian.
I was going to say we should once a month, $100 each, go to the casino and put it all on like black or red.
And just do it until we're rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
once a week.
One of us is going to, I mean, no, one of us does black, one of us does red. That way we all win.
And I'll bet all of it on green.
Yeah.
Got to remember green.
Got to remember green. I like that double zero.
Or each, we put in like $100 each, so $300, and we go and we play fucking war.
Yeah, dude.
Just by ourselves too at like the cafe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go to the casino, bring a deck of cards. Yeah. Just
oh, that's funny. Go to the casino. Go to the gift store. Buy a pack of their cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go play war at a fucking diner and fucking
or crisscross in the hallway. Just like
go to the new Parthenon.
One of my favorite things to do is the casinos is to find the hotel and then just walk around the hallways of the hotel. Like I went to the Soaring Eagle Casino and I was like, I don't even want to be in this casino. I'm going to start walking the hallways.
Yeah. See if I
can. And they had all these cool ass like Native American artifacts throughout all the hallways. I was like, this place is a fucking museum. This is awesome. I had a great time.
You like to walk through hotel halls.
Yeah, I just walked through hotel hallways at the casinos. Yeah.
It was
funny. Get my steps in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was funny when I did that casino with Cronin last winter. Like I think it was like last February or something. Yeah, because it was Valentine's Day. I guess the person at the counter didn't know about the show and they put us in the same room and we were supposed to have our own rooms, which kind of sucked.
That does suck.
Cause it was like, I want my own room.
Yeah. Why would you get your own? I mean, why didn't anyone didn't Cronin pitch a fit?
He never worked there before. That was his first time working it. I never worked there before.
His wife didn't like it. That's for sure. She knows how Alex can get.
Well, she knows how she, and she knows how he can get.
Yeah. He is a handy son of a gun.
That's true.
The two of you.
She knows his underlying homosexuality.
Mm-hmm. She does. All too well.
Mm-hmm.
All too well. I was talking to her the other day, actually, because I got her some work.
Mm.
And what did she say? She said she sent me a Venmo, shared Venmo with me, and she goes, just send it to him. He doesn't even know anything. He doesn't know anything about it. And I was like, he won't know that he got money in his Venmo? She goes, no. And I was like, that dude's probably got thousands of dollars sitting on his Venmo and doesn't even know about it. He doesn't even check it.
He's got $1.2 million in his Venmo.
It's going to be like that in the future. Like our kids are going to look under the couch and find like $3 million on Venmo.
Something right, like right. Some dude's going to find an old hard drive with all the Bitcoin on it.
Like the kids are going to find old printed Excel spreadsheets with passwords, account usernames and passwords.
Usernames and passwords.
And be like, Grandpa, you had a Venmo?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell us you had a Venmo?
Venmo's so cool.
They look it up.
They're going to touch the button behind their ear.
They look it up. Grandpa's got.
We don't have that anymore. We have this.
They look it up. Grandpa's got $550,000 in a Venmo account.
That's fucking dope. That's what they should do, dude. Put some interest bearing Venmo accounts. Get you 0.111 cents every
fucking. Didn't Cash App have that for a little bit?
Yeah.
Like you could put it like in crypto or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I put like $26 down Bitcoin and had 0.00713 Bitcoin. And I was like, yeah, I think that should do. That should do. That'll appreciate.
You got more than me, man.
Mm-hmm. No, I sold it. Yeah, I don't believe in Bitcoin. I just don't believe in it.
I don't know, man. I made a little bit of money off of it. Not enough to have to report, but I made a little bit of money.
No big deal.
Helped me pay down my cards.
You'd have never reported it, dude.
I would have never reported it anyway, but it literally wasn't enough to report.
I don't know, dude. Anytime I see a hard drive, like at a house, like that I'm going to, and it's like an old school hard drive, I'm like, that thing might even be a treasure. You don't even know.
Well, do you know about that kid that
lost it in the landfill?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And he's been like, didn't he find it?
No, I think he quit looking.
Oh, he quit looking. I thought I heard he found it.
Oh God, that would be awesome.
He bought Bitcoin when it like just came out, and like you put it on, like you can put it on your, on a drive.
Right.
And he had it on his drive, and the drive got thrown out, and he didn't realize until like after trash day. Oh. And so it just got sent to a landfill, and for like 5 years or something like that.
He was hiring people at $30 an hour.
Yeah, he was hiring people to excavate the landfill to try to find the USB.
There's no proof of it externally.
No.
On the web.
No. It was just he literally downloaded it all onto his USB drive. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, I just picture him for 5 years getting crazier and crazier with his eyes. Oh, yeah. Like his eyes never stop.
Constantly around the fumes of trash. You know, just landfill gas all up in your grill all day. Yeah. Like you're going crazy.
Who's that guy? Oh, yeah, he lost his
Bitcoin. Lost $7 million. It was literally like $100 million.
He's just working around the clock trying to find this drive. Just he's digging. just like drinking his own piss just so he doesn't have to leave the
thing. I did that last time I lost $20. I started drinking my own piss. I thought maybe it'll
just digging through his couch, just drinking his own piss.
Before I even looked through the couch, I drank my own piss.
He's like, oh God, it's lost. Hang on, I know what to do.
He just found out that he lost $20. Like, oh fuck. All right, well, I gotta get ready.
Well, step one, gotta drink some piss.
I gotta drink this. I gotta stay hydrated.
Oh man.
No, dude, I don't think I'd drink piss for a bunch of Bitcoin. That's just me though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want it to be like a universal thing. I don't want to sway your guys' opinion, but
yeah,
I don't think I'd drink any piss for that. Like about
any piss?
No, I don't think so.
Whose piss would you drink? Gun to your head.
Gun to my head.
I have to.
Someone highly hydrated. A distance runner.
I pick myself.
Would you?
Go on. A distance runner.
Someone hydrated.
After the run,
I would. I would choose a diabetic.
Oh.
Just because you got a sweet tooth.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want some sweet piss.
Oh, dude.
I don't want anything to do with it.
Sorry, I asked.
And be like, what? It'd be like tea. It'd be like tea with some sugar.
Mm-hmm. Kinda like that. Yeah.
Yeah, a hydrated diabetic. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He wants that orange piss.
See, when you said hydrated, it made it.
No, hydrated diabetic. I want that green tea.
Oh yeah. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I take mine back. A pregnant woman. Pregnant woman's piss.
Yeah, you're drinking for two.
No, you want the hormones.
Mm-hmm. Because at that point, you're drinking for two. You know.
Well, that's just because Nick likes baby piss.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. It is the cleanest piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the most pure.
Baby's pee's never not clear.
Yeah, most pure.
What's the deal on the shitting and eating and pissing of babies?
What do you mean?
How does that work inside? Do they shit?
Yeah, a lot.
Inside of the womb? Oh, they must, right?
Yeah, it's called meconium.
It's shit?
It's fancy shit? not really, because they don't like ingest food how we ingest food.
Yeah, they absorb nutrients.
They kind of absorb nutrients through their mom's umbilical cord, through the umbilical cord attached to their mom. So they don't, but when they're born, sometimes they,
yeah,
you know, because it's the shock and they'll shit, and it's called meconium.
It's like the flies in Alien Earth.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot like the flies in Alien Earth.
Because they didn't have food on their planet, so they would absorb the minerals.
Yes, yes, externally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They didn't have any. Yep, good example.
Yeah,
I'm happy. Yeah. Anytime Alex watches something,
I know.
It threw me off a little bit that he was talking to me about something. I was like,
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the only reason he did, because I was like, hey, dude, there's a pin in season two.
No. Alien is the one Alien's franchise that I that's that I fuck with. Yeah,
I know. I mean, they left it open too. That's what's so dope about it. There's going to be a second season. There has to be.
I read about it before the season started. They said that they were purposely leaving the first season open.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know if they'd get picked up or not. So if they didn't, it was like, okay, it can just end and no big deal.
Right.
Mm. But if it does get picked up, they can like still go with where they left off.
Right. Yeah, no, it's fucking sweet.
Yeah, so if it gets picked up, which it most likely will.
It should.
It's going to be a lot more detailed.
The thing is, I bet you those are crazy expensive to make.
I don't know. I mean, other than the alien suit, I don't know that it would be like crazy expensive. I bet you
a lot of that was CGI too, though, right?
I don't think they did a lot of CGI. No. I think a lot of it was just like shooting on site and like set dressing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because there weren't a whole lot of different locations either.
No.
I mean,
I'm sure like maybe the city scenes were CGI.
Yeah.
But like anything like on the island, that was probably just on location.
Yeah, I'd like to think that they would, and all the space shit, that's just going to be, you know, shot on site.
Or on, well, that's stage obviously and, CGI.
Yeah. yeah, that's clearly shot on location. They probably fired him up there into the stratosphere and get some work done.
Yeah.
They
definitely went to the xenomorph planet to get those scenes.
They clearly did, dude. You don't just get those things on a fucking ship for nothing. I loved that show, man. I loved all the different variations
of,
spoiler alert, specifically the eye.
Yeah, the eye is the best.
The best one.
Come on.
Yeah, the eye is like the best one, yeah.
It was the scariest one.
Yeah, it was.
I'm surprised we haven't seen that.
Well, because it was the most intelligent.
Yeah. The way it was just eyeballing everybody in that sheep, when he was in that sheep and he's just like looking at everybody all mean. I'm like, what the fuck are you mean mugging me? I'd shoot that thing right in the eye. Yeah. I would shoot it right in the eye.
Me too.
You know, that's what scares me. We'll probably just go in two and reform something stronger. I don't know. But yeah, I would have definitely shot that. And the thing is, too, it made sense because if it goes into your eye, it can just immediately attach to your brain.
Yeah.
And it was like, yep.
Your eye is a part of your brain, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Did you know that? Yeah. It's an extension of your fucking brain.
Yeah, that's why when they like do like in all the science fiction movies, when they pull like a brain out of your skull, your eyes go with it.
No shit.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking,
that's gnarly.
Something to think about?
Yeah. Something to look into.
Yeah.
If you will. That's something to look into.
That would suck if like your dick was a part of your brain too.
Yeah, they suck the whole thing out.
I mean, it is in a way, but through,
I don't know, cords. Man, my dick is part of my heart.
I'm done with this thing.
I'll tell you how it goes for me. It goes eyes right to the dick.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. And then my ears and eyes.
Yeah.
I love a good sucking sound, you know what I mean?
I'm not even paying attention to this
anymore. For me it's nipples to my dick.
Your brain has nothing to do with it.
No, brain doesn't have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. Just you fuck with my nipples, I'm getting hard.
That's so funny. We could fuck Alex in 2 seconds right now. You just gotta find his nipples.
Both just gotta go to work on them nips.
I'm very talented.
But not too hard though. It's gotta be like soft, you know.
No, oh yeah, well on. Not at first.
I'm not gonna rub my whiskers on it.
Yeah.
Little butterfly kisses on his nipples. Eskimo
kisses.
He'll malfunction.
Little butterfly kiss on the nib. That scares me about like just seeing a brain with eyes hanging off it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
I don't think so. I don't want to see that.
The eyes scare me. The face, getting hit in my face is terrifying to me.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Getting hit in the face?
Yeah, it's where my mouth
like,
in
is. Yeah, but it's like one of the toughest parts on your body.
See, I think
it's like all bone.
See, I think if I started young, I could have been a boxer.
You think no, so?
I do. I think I could have been a boxer
with a sniper rifle.
I had no. I had honestly. Listen, I had good just instincts.
Good hand speed.
Because we like used to
good footwork.
We used to fuck around. Like me and my friends, we would just fuck around like with boxing gloves and shit. And like they couldn't hit me.
Yeah.
I'd be like ducking and mobbing and shit.
Hell yeah.
Like I just never like trained. Yeah. If I fought an actual boxer, they'd beat the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
You'd be ducking and sucking their dick.
Mm-hmm. Only if they punch me in the nipple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the right combo, right, left, 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 right.
Uppercuts my nipple.
Uh-huh. Oh my god.
But just grazes it, so you're like,
just a real close up. And but it's like the Rocky thing, but his face, but when he flicks the nipple, it kind of like,
and then
like,
it just like it just jiggles.
Yes, almost like The Price is Right.
Or like Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah,
and all this water comes dripping off. Mm-hmm.
Sweat flying everywhere,
dude. Rocky nipples over here.
But yeah, I mean, if I fought an actual boxer, yes, of course they would have beat the fuck out of me. But if I started boxing at like a young age and was like training, I think I would have been a decent boxer.
Yeah.
I mean,
if anyone starts young enough and can take a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I could take shots. Like, I've taken many shots.
Yeah. The thing is, what people fail to realize is how much people, like, a lot of people think they have to just completely move. And when you move and dodge and duck and weave and all that, you're putting yourself out of position to counter.
Yeah.
So that's why a big thing is you block with your arms. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, a lot of guys, like if you watch a boxer, they cover up. Well, so they're going to take, their arms are going to get beat to shit, but they're going to save their
brains.
But see, that's
the thing that like, that's why I think I would have been a good boxer, because like even without training, just from what I watched with my dad, mm-hmm. like I understood that like when you duck and move, you gotta duck and move in a way that like you're putting yourself in a position to be able to like come mm-hmm. back. Like mm-hmm. you're not just like,
a lot of it is just footwork.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So much of it's footwork.
Yeah, because again, boxing with my friends, they would like just come at me.
Oh yeah,
and I would duck. Guns blazing. I would duck under their fist mm-hmm. and then just come right back up with a hook. Well,
they're coming at me like guns blazing. I'm just tearing their body apart.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna destroy your rib cage.
Yeah, well, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing, so I would just go for the fucking face every time. I would just light them up.
They come in swinging, I'm gonna collapse something.
But obviously, if I was fighting somebody that knew what they were doing, then but like they didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah, I mean, you just crumple a guy up and you don't fuck his face up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But it hurts, dude. I'd rather get hit in the face than the body.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh yeah, hit me in the ribs. Yeah,
all that soft tissue, dude. That shit hurts.
Dude, you get hit in the ribs, you're done. That shit hurts. Can't breathe.
Yeah. You get hit in the face, you're just like, all right, I got smacked. Yeah,
you get like your bell rung, but like.
Yeah,
and not even. I mean, if you get hit, clean.
just don't get hit in like the temple or like the jaw. But if you get hit like in the
forehead,
keep it
off your chin.
Yeah,
keep it off your chin. So you keep your chin low.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of falling. Any other situation, like if you're falling, you don't want your face to hit anything.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But you want like your body. But punching another human hitting you, that's a little different. A rib shot, but still your face, dude. That's where your eyes are. That's part of your brain dripping out. That's wet.
Yeah.
And your nose. My nose feels flimsy.
Well, if you're gonna box, you just gotta let go of your nose. You just gotta know that your nose is done.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, you can get it fixed later.
Can't do that.
You can. I did.
I don't like.
I couldn't have done MMA. There's no way I could have done MMA, but I could have boxed.
Oh, not to mention the teeth.
Yeah. Fuck, well, you wear a mouth guard. You're not gonna clinch it. The big thing, you know why teeth usually get knocked out, is because guys get hit in the chin and they're not wearing the mouth guard.
Yeah.
And they clinch down real hard. That's what really cracks teeth. Usually I'll see guys, like if they do, it's because they got their jaw rocked and their bottom tooth knocked out a top tooth or something like that. You know what I mean?
Really?
It's very rarely that you hit somebody in the mouth and lose teeth. Yeah, it's like a domestic. But I mean, I've seen guys get their teeth. Yeah, it's gross.
But
gross, and they don't really realize they did it, and they're just like, you know, they're kind of like doing that thing with their mouth.
Yeah.
And then just blood starts pouring out, and they freak out, and then they smile, and they look up at you, and they're missing a bunch of fucking teeth. And you have to calm them the fuck down. And like, it's fine, dude. You look fine.
But yeah.
Grab those.
But yeah, I couldn't do MMA. There's no way I could do MMA. But I think I could have boxed.
I think it's, and the thing is too, is like some of the best fucking cardio.
Yeah.
Boxing's unreal cardio. Yeah.
And I'm not saying I would have been like Oscar De La Hoya, but like I could have boxed.
I'd like to think I'd have developed a nice little amateur career.
You know, I'm not like Manny, I'm not going to be like Manny Pacquiao or some shit, but
not Filipino enough.
Mm-hmm. I'm close.
Yeah. You'd be more like
Lomachenko.
Yeah, like a Lomachenko. Yeah, dude.
Just a technician.
I see a BJ Penn.
Oh, what?
BJ Penn.
Mm.
BJ Penn?
Yeah, the MMA guy.
Yeah.
I don't...
You'd have to be a jiu-jitsu practitioner in that case.
I just said I'm not... I couldn't do MMA.
He's only a boxer, dude. Through.
I can't do the grappling.
He lets his hands speak, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah. His legs are speaking right now under the table. You see those things jiggling above?
That's my restless leg syndrome.
He's jittery.
Yeah.
Another reason why I'd be a good boxer.
You. Exactly.
I'm constantly moving. Yeah.
Restless.
Yeah.
Let's start a company where we take that energy from your leg all day. Working.
Green energy company?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously. You're a hamster wheel.
Yeah, you're a hamster wheel.
Windmill. Yeah, you're... Seriously, and we just... We just have you just bouncing that knee all day, doing this weird Slavic hacking, and we're also at least giving light to like one light bulb in a poor household.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, we should. Why are you being selfish with your leg jumps?
With those legs, mm-hmm. we could fucking. You know what I mean?
Lomachenko's dad put him in ballet for like 5 years.
I didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and that's their.
Just looking at his fucking footwork, like it's crazy. That guy's insane. That guy's he's a video game.
Yeah, he's literally hit people. He's literally been like smacking, tuning people up, and looked at the guy's corner and been like, "You have to stop this. Mm-hmm. You have to stop this." He's done that. Like, and he just whooped a dude's ass. Yeah, it was an African dude. And he's just piecing him up.
He's crazy. Like his body moves in two different directions.
Yeah,
like constantly.
Yeah.
It's like his lower body's going this way and his upper body's going this way. Like it's
always, his hands always following. Yeah. Like it's always attacking.
It's insane watching him.
Defensive attacking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember Canelo tuned him up. Not really. I mean, it was just, he just beat him, you know, but Lomachenko was nasty.
Yeah.
Lomachenko was real nasty. He was one of the best, especially that generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he would have, I think he'd have done anything, done run numbers around some of those guys that were middleweights and in the '80s. Cause those guys were just bombers. You know what I mean? You look at like Tommy Hearns and Marvin Hagler and those guys, yeah, they just threw bombs.
Yeah.
You know, Tommy Hearns, like, fucking broke dude's jaws with gloves on. You know what I mean? Like, that's sinister shit. Like, you can't, that's like the touch of death.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what they said Deontay Wilder has. They said he's that right hand. Just like hand of God.
Are you familiar with that guy that goes to boxing gyms and just starts fucking fights with
Charlie Zerdoff or whatever his
name
is?
Did you see when he did it in a gym that Deontay Wilder was in?
Deontay Wilder almost launched his ass with an uppercut? Yeah, dude. He's just this dude who goes and challenges boxers and talks shit online.
He's just like a normal guy. Yeah. He's just like...
He keeps saying, I'm 220-0
and all this. And he'll go up to somebody at the gym and just be like, hey, you wanna spar? And they'll be like, yeah, let's go do it. And he'll just start punching them right there.
Goes
on the
hard, like, goes
like just
right
like
there
for
the
real
spot,
punching
just,
them.
And he's like, are you done? You done? Let's champ.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, well, then they put him in some gym where you got some like big Dominican kid who's like 16, and the kid's just dancing circles around him and piecing him up. Finally, snaps his nose, and he's like, he's just sitting like that, and he was like, oh, and he's pointing at him, like, oh, that's a break, it's bleeding, and he just goes to step out of the ring, and that guy wasn't having it, so he just follows his ass out and beats his ass all the way around the gym.
Yeah, because that's what he does to everybody else.
Drops him into a fucking rear and into a chokehold, and just leans him back and starts choking his ass, and people are like, okay, you're gonna kill him, and he just kind of dead weights off of him, and he was like, he wasn't a sanctioned fight, wasn't, you know, he's like just getting
started
his ass
citing rule books.
Yeah.
Really, the, yeah, I mean, I saw that one. That was a good one. But like the Deontay Wilder one is just crazy.
He throws a punch at him that he's going to try to hit him with, and this Charlie guy like ducks out of him, and he misses it, and the wind moves his hair. Like, it's like, I mean, you could just see it. I don't know if it moves his hair, but it, I mean, the wind, like, it just, it was.
Yeah, dude, I'm never getting Deontay Wilder mad at me. No. It's all, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Do you need anything, sir?
Yeah. Would you like fries?
You guys love violence so much. I don't like this violence.
I like watching it occasionally.
I don't believe in it.
You don't?
No.
Wait till it comes to your doorstep, brother.
More of a golf guy now.
Yeah.
I'm a conservative man now.
Yeah. So you're more about being the behind the scenes violence guy.
Yes, yes. Just like John's collar is behind the scenes of his hoodie, trying to pretend like he's not a golf guy deep down.
You're the order the violence guy, but be nowhere near the violence.
Yes, and I do it in code. We're the Christmas Club. Yeah. That's what we call ourselves.
The Christmas
Club. And that's the last thing I'll say.
Is it like the Safari Club?
It's a reference to the great new Paul Thomas Anderson movie. Everybody should go see it.
What's it called?
One Battle After Another.
That's Paul Thomas Anderson?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same guy that did Boogie Nights?
Yep.
Is it?
There Will Be Blood, Punch Drunk Love.
Damn, I gotta see that.
Well, are you familiar with the Safari Club?
No.
That's like a real thing. Really? It's all the like... It's
ethnic
like...
Ethnic cleansing type?
No, it's basically like all the like oil countries...
Okay.
They've come together in a pact to do intelligence against everyone else, except against each other, which is probably bullshit. I'm sure they're also doing intelligence on each other.
Sure. But we still got a lot of oil up there that we're not using.
Yeah, well, we're one of the countries. It's like us, Saudi Arabia.
I didn't think we were invited.
Russia's oil producing, but I don't know if they're a part of it.
Yeah, Russia, China, and Iran are not part of it. Mm-hmm. It's us and our allies. So yeah, it's like us, Saudi Arabia,
Kuwait,
probably Kuwait, Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine Israel's probably in that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about if one of us struck oil, how fast we'd die. No, think about like if what I really just had a little daydream about one of us like going to a comedy show in Arizona or something, and we just took a little trip and then
threw alarm dart too hard.
It's got to be a place that nobody owns.
Mm-hmm.
If there is
public
place,
land,
yeah,
public land,
and one of us strikes oil, that'd be
if
the
you,
funniest.
If you strike
movie of
oil
all time.
On public land, it's the government's responsibility to find a company to come and take it. You wouldn't have a right to it.
Yeah,
you have to have mineral rights on your property.
It's got to be on your property.
And you have to own the mineral rights.
Yeah, so you got
to
buy that property.
Yeah, so it's got to be more of like a you bought some property and you threw a lawn dart and oil started like spurting out.
Gotcha. Hey, I want to buy this property, just this circle right here with that black stuff coming out. Just right that hole.
I'd like about 35 feet on each side so I can get a rig up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I...
Dude, you know what show was, like, the greatest?
What?
The remake of Dallas.
Oh, was it?
From, like, a couple years ago.
Was it good?
I mean, it was bad, but, like, good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it was just, like, it was just constant, like, just constant action, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, constant someone's stabbing somebody in the back. Like, there was just never, it never stopped.
Right.
It was just from the second the show started to the second it ended, it was just, like, backstabbing, reversing the reverse backstab. Like, it was insane.
It was a soap opera, essentially.
Right. And what's her name? Is it Judith Light, the one that played Angela in Who's the Boss? Mm-hmm. She was in it.
No, Judith Light was in Gold, was in, I think Judith Light was in Growing Pains.
Whoever Angela was in Who's the Boss, she was in it.
Okay.
And at this point, she's like 90.
Uh-huh.
And there's a scene where she's meeting up with the Mexican cartel and she's doing like a business deal with them and they're playing hardball. So she shows like some leg and she's like on a cane.
Jesus Christ.
And gets the deal done.
Yeah, dude. If there's one thing people know about the cartels, they love old legs. Yeah.
80-year-old women on canes. 80-year-old
women with canes. They love a hobbled woman.
Easy to skin.
I remember my folks watching Dallas when I was a kid, or at least my mother. I don't think I'd like to think my dad didn't watch it.
No, my parents both watched
it. But I remember them they watched sitting that down and watching it landing. And me being like, I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah.
I don't like this show. I was like, why isn't anything animated?
Keith started watching it again. The original one, yeah.
Wasn't Patrick Duffy in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Every once in a while, he was in the new one, too. I don't have any clue what the fuck you guys are talking about. And this is one of those.
You got to think, like, this show ended 6 years before you were born.
Yeah, I mean, I barely
know. But I watched TV Land. Like, I watched all the old shit.
Yeah.
Dallas, I never heard of such a...
You never heard of Dallas?
Sounds like a show foreigner... couple would watch.
No, Dallas back in the day. 1000% is
like this is America
because it's
Dallas.
Easy. Well, because it's easy to follow because it's literally just backstabbing. Mm-hmm. There's like there's no like real plot. It's just this person has this. This person wants it. They stab them in the back to get it.
Conflict. Yeah.
That's like literally all the show is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the big controversy was who shot JR. That was like the big fucking thing. JR was like the ultimate baddie in the show.
Okay.
And somebody shot him, and it was like a cliffhanger. And so, like for an entire summer, everybody was talking about who shot JR.
And then they had to wait until fucking October to find out
who was it.
I don't remember.
I have
a pretty strict no gay shit policy on TV, I don't watch that.
Wow, you haven't enforced that in a while. You have not enforced that in a while.
Well, it's been pretty straight lately.
But he was in the remake too, JR.
Was he?
Yeah, but
he's still alive.
He literally died during the run. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what was that on?
What was it? It was like ABC or some shit.
Dallas.
Speaking of,
they had a black version of it called Houston.
The only white guy was Paul Wall.
Oh, he was just grilled out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It wasn't about oil. It was about grills.
Yeah, it was about grills and rims.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This guy was building a rim empire.
It wasn't about oil. It was about striking scissor.
they're out there drilling lean, dog.
Just a bunch of plastic, gigantic plastic styrofoam cups.
Yeah.
it's like there will just be blood, like one of the knights.
Stacks of just solo cups.
They got gallons of Sprite just on deck.
I drink your codeine. Yeah. Drink it up.
God, dude. We out here on that lean.
I want to get an MRI.
For what?
Don't you want one?
Yeah, just do a full body scan, just see what's going on.
First thing I'd do if I got money.
Get an MRI?
Every day.
Nick's like, don't let me get money.
He's like, don't
let me get fuck you money.
La, 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 wait till I get my money right. I'm going to get a MRI.
Can't tell me nothing.
MRI.
Dude, I'm going to have a foot doctor on the speed dial. I'm going to have an ankle doctor. I'm going to have a fucking
wrist.
Just
a straight up orthopedic. You're going to have an orthopedic surgeon.
No. Specific, like the best wrist guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to have him check me out.
Well, they're all going to be orthopedic surgeons. You're going to need multiple orthopedic surgeons on speed dial.
No. You're not listening. I know that there's orthopedic surgeons and there's a podiatrist. Mm-hmm. I almost want to say pedophile every time I say that. Mm-hmm. Kind of the same thing, right? If you're dealing with feet all the time. Yeah. Same thing. But
that's a pedophile.
That's a good pun. Good pun. Hate it a little bit, but I'm just saying, like, I would look, there's got to be a guy that's specifically good on the index. Like, he's the index expert.
Yeah. Well, we could do it. We should probably talk to Dr. Andrews. I mean, it is his index finger. You know what I mean? It'd be something like that. We should probably get Dr. Michael.
Well, I got a specialist right here.
We should get Dr. Michael in here. He's the specialist on the middle finger. Speaking of conjuring, you know what'll conjure up a whole bunch of evil in you is Cinnamon Life cereal. Apparently that shit is straight fucking fiber. It just runs through you like a Kenyan. It's fucking brutal. Really? Yeah.
I switched it up. I was on my diet. I was doing Cheerios.
Yeah.
Just plain, it's plain Cheerios. But I'm going to get sick of it. So I switched it up. I got shredded wheat.
Nice.
But no, like, no sugar. Just the shredded wheat.
Cereal? You throwing berries in it or something?
Cheerios?
No. Well, I haven't. Keith didn't get berries last week because I wasn't. Well, because I wasn't home.
Right.
So
the bear wasn't home. And no berries growing.
Old Goldilocks was playing.
So I didn't have anything to like mix in there with it.
Old Goldilocks was up there testing porridge. That'd be hilarious. We came in here one day and Keith just all of a sudden is a wig guy. Like, Keith, is that a wig? What? Oh, no, nothing, man. Your hair looks good. Nothing, man. No,
he's got a little
good
nightcap on, testing out the three different beds they have.
I take it back. There were berries, but they were all moldy by the time I got to them.
You can cut that off, though.
No, I threw them out.
Oh, okay.
Do you ever find moldy shit in your fridge and get mad at your significant other?
Because
it's theirs?
No, I usually just tear the mold off and eat what's left.
I get it bothers me. She doesn't throw away things, dude. And she takes too long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She lets it sit.
And if I say something, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? No mm-hmm. sex for 3 hours.
That's 3 hours.
I mean, she's strict. With
yeah, it, yeah, you know sounds I mean? Like it. Do you generally have sex every 3 hours?
Well, not if I'm fucking complaining about moldy shit.
Bitching about moldy shit in the fridge or not.
No.
Yeah, no, I am the dude, I'll tear out the moldy parts of the bread. And
yeah.
Ariana's like, if you if you use the wrong password too many times.
Yeah. She just locks it up.
You get locked out.
That's funny. I am not a robot. Yeah. John, you save all the moldy parts and sell them so you can afford Madden for next year.
Yeah. I'm actually developing my own penicillin right now.
You're afraid to play it? You waste your time?
You know what one of the big reasons is right now is because my Xbox account, my Microsoft account got hacked. So yeah. I can only buy, I only put it on gift cards. So I'll get an Xbox card and I'll plug that in.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to change it or anything like that. And at one point they got like $13 off of me. So I have to go get like a $50 gift card. So I was waiting for it to drop below 50.
Yeah.
So I can get the gift card and take it. And it's just a matter of me having to go to the store to get a gift card.
I
and
understand.
Getting the game. I'm cheap, but it's also like.
You're not that cheap though. I knew.
Yeah.
Here's another reason why buying like digital shit sucks. Cause like if your account gets hacked like that, you can't just go make a new account.
I can't.
Because they won't let you transfer the game to your new account. So, like, all the shit that you bought, if you just abandon the account, it's gone.
I get shit constantly. Really? Like, your Microsoft account is trying to be accessed from Indonesia. Your Microsoft account is trying to be accessed from India. I used to get it all the time.
Yeah.
So, I set up a bunch of blockers and shit like that. And then I also only use Xbox One gift cards.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if they get that, they get that. But I got my thing. They're only going to get like $6.
Yeah. And, you know, well, I didn't realize that. So I started buying games digital. Mm-hmm. So I have a bunch of games that are like just digital games. But like, so like now I can't, like, if I want to switch my account, like I can't.
Yeah.
Because I'll lose all my fucking
games. All your games.
Although I don't buy them. I don't buy them digital anymore. I like buy the physical copies.
Yeah.
Yeah, vinyl. You go to like the vinyl store and like skim through them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm like
old soul.
I'm like, can I test this out? You got a turntable?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm scratching
fucking the video game.
Yeah, I'm playing. Yeah, I'm scratching Metal Gear Solid Remake. Just
I am.
Excuse me.
I am.
I love this table.
Yeah, I'm ready, dude. I'm ready for this new Madden. I think I'm ready.
I think so, too.
I just got to get an Xbox card and I'll load it.
Think about the Lions team.
I know. It's got to be phenomenal.
I wish I still wanted to play those games.
Mm-hmm. You got beat a few times badly back in the day.
No, dude. I'm telling you. Back like in college, I dominated in those games.
Your thumbs still have the same talent is what I'm telling
it's
you,
just,
man.
I missed like 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I'm just like, I don't feel like.
Not even with college. Is college football tough?
Yeah. I bought the last year's, not this year's. I could not throw the ball.
No.
I could not throw the ball. It was like interception every time.
Right.
Meditate. Work on your poise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was mostly your pocket presence, or do you think it was just a shitty quarterback?
I think it was just me not knowing how to throw the ball. Right.
Now imagine you're struggling to play the game and you're playing John, right? And he kicks off that ball. And while he's running it back for a touchdown, he says, "Oh man, that would have been tough. That's a tough throw. I don't know what I would." And he's complimenting you. Now imagine the anger that arises in you.
Dude, I consistently I don't talk shit.
Yeah,
I praise my opponent. And
mid pick six,
I'd be like, I'll get it. I'll be like, fucking tough break. Fucking tough break, dude. You're right on. I was like, really, just a better athlete came down with the ball.
Yeah,
I had three competitive games that nobody could fuck with me in. It was college football. It was NBA Live because it was before 2K came out. So it was NBA Live and Mortal Kombat 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody could fuck with me in those games.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just could not lose.
Yeah.
I remember I was playing my friend in NBA Live. I was the Kings. He was the Mavs. And this is when Nash was on the Mavs.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Peja on Sacramento. He was beating me by like 20 in the third quarter. And Peja just fucking went off. And I beat him by like 7. And he was the angriest I think I've ever seen a person.
I really, it's unnerving when someone gets really flipped out mad about video games. It freaks me out. Like, you freaked me out before when you get really mad.
Yeah.
Even when I stopped playing for like 10 years when Alice... Because I was lying. I never tell you. I told you the story. I think I've told on this podcast. I played my kids were self-sustained.
Yeah.
Like Jackie was getting ready to go to bed, and everyone was getting ready to set up. But I had I could play. I played 3 games in a row, and this is when you had to save. And I didn't save after every game, and so I went all the way through the playoffs. And I'm playing the Patriots, and I'm down 42.
With who? It's your team.
Lions.
Okay.
I'm down 42-41, and I'm lining up a 35-yard field goal, and I line it up in the kick, and I just hear Alice go red, and pushes the button, and she goes blue. And pushes the button again, so I just reset and I lost that whole thing. And I wanted to I was really mad at her, and I was like, I can't be mad at my 2-year-old fucking daughter about doing this. I was like, I clearly just need to take a break from video games, and I didn't pick a game up again until COVID.
Yeah.
I was kind of like that,
which
too.
Was 9 years later, dude.
I mean, it wasn't 9 years. It was probably about 2 years for me. The 2 years prior to COVID, I really stopped playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was when I was reading.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
I remember that. Like, I remember that phase.
That was when I was reading, and COVID happened, and I started playing video games again. Mm-hmm. And I've just been on that since.
Yeah. Me too.
Capital gets boring after the third edition.
Well, 2018 was when Red Dead came out. So you played Red Dead.
Yeah, I played
Red Dead. But you were reading, and then I got Red Dead when COVID hit.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys were right the whole time. So good. I'm still playing it.
That's right. COVID was Last of Us was supposed to come out, and then they delayed it. Last of Us 2 was supposed to come out, and they delayed it because they were like, oh, well, the game is about a virus, and we're
dealing
with a virus. They're like, it's insensitive. So they delayed it, and I was so pissed. I'm like, I want to fucking play this fucking game.
Yeah. I just remember Run the Jewels putting a record out right away, and I was like, God bless these boys. They put out a free record. You know, it was awesome.
And it was the most relevant, record in the moment that it came out in.
Absolutely.
I don't think there was ever an album that in the moment that it came out in was more relevant.
That first track,
Yeah.
I was so fucking good. Look at all these slave masters posing $1. I was like, yeah, they are all slave masters.
Yeah, it was funny. Somebody made a comment about that because that's a Pharrell song. Mm-hmm. He produced that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same year, he produced that Happy song.
Because I'm happy. Yeah. Because I'm happy about these slave masters posing on your dollar. Because I'm happy about these. No, I love that fucking record, dude. I used to take the kids around cruising, listen to fucking
Run the Jewels. I was trying to figure out how to make AI Run the Jewels.
They won't.
It follows the prompt that I'm putting in,
right.
But it doesn't understand the nuance
right.
of like even the beat.
How about Mike? Mean? Did you listen to those beats I sent you? Mike was doing?
Yeah,
he's fucking.
Yeah, they were good.
I mean, it's not great, but it's like you could tell. It's like these are 14-year-old kids. The EP that they made in one night. They just started. He goes, we started about 10:30, and he goes, about 5:30 in the morning. We finished. We both pass out. I was like, is that the day you got home at like 2? And he was like, yeah. I was like, he was like, we were up all night just doing that. And he goes, don't listen to the last song. I go, why? He goes, we were both just like zapped, and we couldn't even put lyrics over it. But they were both rapping on it.
And yeah.
It was pretty cool. My boy put out an EP this summer. Didn't tell anybody about it.
Really?
Yeah. And I sent it to Ian or to Alex on. Yeah. R.I.P. Ian, by the way. I sent it to Alex, and it's good. Like, it's not, I mean, it's like you can tell it's kids that worked on an album on Bandcamp or something like that. But I mean, it's like the beats are decent. Yeah. And then Mikey makes his own beats. He's making beats on his phone.
Yeah. I was trying to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard.
He spent 7 hours going from when we were up in the UP. He goes, I finished this. He goes, I started when I got service back when we got to 95, which was just 10 miles off the road.
And yeah.
Made a beat for 7 hours on his phone. I was like, I kept looking in the back, and he just started looking at his phone. So, he had his headphones on. Yeah. He was just doing his thing, and I was just like, what the fuck is going
on back there? Couple summers ago, me, Mercer, and one of Mercer's friends, we went up to Traverse City because Chapo Trap House was doing a live podcast up there, and we went to go watch it. And on the way back, we you know how they have like all the different wave genres?
Mm-hmm.
We invented Epstein Wave.
Was it just crying?
No, we took like different depositions that he was in, and Mercer would like basically put him over like a Beach Boys song that was like slowed way the fuck down.
Whoa.
Mercer's a talented fucking dude, man. I like that dude's fucking talented.
But he couldn't export him because he was doing him on a trial version of like whatever the fuck God damn it, I always forget the name of the one. I always use FL Studio, but he was using Reason.
Oh, okay.
He was on a trial version of Reason.
Okay.
And he couldn't like export.
He uses song. Reason?
It's funny,
I use Facts and Logic.
Mm-hmm. Is that unreasonable? I don't think so.
Yeah, well, I use Pro Tools.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the show Severance?
No, I haven't seen it.
No, I've seen pieces of it.
You know the premise?
Yeah.
Dude, it's wild. I think I hate it a little bit.
Yeah.
Too many hallways.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like it at first because I only understood about every ninth word because they're talking like using really fucking strong financial language about a broadcasting company. And I was like, this sucks.
Wait, what did I just say?
You said Severance.
Yeah. Are you thinking of...
They're a media company.
No, you're thinking of fucking Succession.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Which one's Severance?
Severance is the one with...
It's on Apple TV, right?
Yeah, dude, I did see the first season. That was really fucking... Is that the one where they are separate people at work?
Yeah.
I did see the first season of that. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the second season, though.
They caught lightning in a bottle in the first season. I'll say that, dude. I don't know about the second season so far, really.
No.
I think they kind of lost it a little bit. But the premise is fucking tremendous.
Genius.
Because it's the same person, you... You wake up with Keith, Alex, and then, you know, you guys have your breakfast or whatever. Then you go to work, and then there's a different you that's never seen the sun, never done it. Anyways, I was thinking about, like, a version of that, but for, like, a bathhouse. Because there's an elevator that you have to go through. So you get there to work, and then you go down the elevator, and all of a sudden there's, like, a...
Oh, God, I'm gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you don't even have to be gay. They can just send people in there.
Yeah, I guess
that's tell them that they're working. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have no clue what's going on down there.
What if you're not going... What if that's your job? Like, you're not going to the bathhouse. You're going to work.
Well, there are people that are unsevered. There are people that go up and down that elevator, and they're the same person.
Yeah.
They remember what happens down there and up there.
Mm-hmm.
But for everybody else, they go down the elevator... And then they don't remember anything that happened, as their outie, they call them, innies and outies. And it would be like, they could have made the show a lot more sinister than it was.
Mm-hmm.
They could have made it real dark. Raping you down there.
Yeah, it could have been real dark.
Which is most likely what would have happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You would love this show. I'm telling you, man. This, that, and One Battle After Another, I think you'd love both of those.
I might rent that. Streaming. It's on streaming now.
You can watch it on other shit other than Apple TV?
What, Severance?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's only Apple TV.
Only Apple TV. I got it just for that.
Did you?
Yeah, I got sick of it.
I got it because there was a Jennifer Aniston show that she was doing with Reese Witherspoon, and I was like, I mean, come on. How do you not watch that? Nicole Kidman Jennifer. Does a fucking...
Oh. I love a Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Dude, she's had some of the best plastic surgery of all time.
Yeah?
You can't tell. You just can't tell. Like her, you know, you know Courtney Cox chick, you can tell. Immediate.
You know who's had some like horrible plastic surgery? Ooh. Fucking Simon Cowell. Have you seen him recently?
Yeah.
He looks like a lady.
Yeah, he looks like he looks like a.
He does.
He looks like his head's like way too big for his body.
He looks terrible.
I think it's because he gets pumps with like filler and shit.
Yeah.
His head looks huge.
He looks awful.
You know who looks good? Corey Feldman.
Don't look bad. No, don't look bad.
He's a lunatic, man. Yeah, he thinks he's like Michael Jackson still.
Yeah,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, they practice those moves together, bro.
He had like a podcast beef with somebody.
The Bonfire.
Was it the Bonfire? Yeah,
they're always like they kept calling him Fell Dog, and like they were inviting him onto the show, and he was like, "Why would I come onto the show? You guys just make fun of me."
Yeah,
and he was like, "Well, be respectful," and they're like, "Oh." He's like, "Okay, yeah."
My favorite thing is when someone is about to be disrespectful and they're like, no disrespect.
No disrespect. Here's the most disrespectful thing I've ever done in my life.
That's my favorite. I love that.
No disrespect, but that's my favorite. You are disgusting.
Yeah, it's better than no offense, too. No disrespect.
Yeah.
No disrespect. But
like, honestly, I'm going to say to you very much professionally, I love you.
I think that we...
I know the podcast is going downhill a little bit when we turn into like three mothers talking about what they saw on TMZ. They were not a good couple. I didn't.
I don't think the podcast is ever going downhill.
I don't think so either. I was just testing you to see if your loyalty to the BSI industry is still intact.
I was thinking about getting some BSI industries
tattoos,
T-shirts made.
We should get, no, you know what we should get? We should get like really like the bad polos. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just the bad, like the, like you wash them once mm-hmm. and the collar just gets all fucked mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
We should get those polos, but just like BSI industry.
And we wear them consistently. Yeah, as fucked up as they get, you just keep wearing them. Make sure the patch stays right.
Yeah, they get like faded as fuck. Like the black becomes navy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a landscaper's polo. It looks like eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, that and maybe like a windbreaker. Like a golfing windbreaker.
I think merch is pretty. I mean, if we released our merch that we already have right now, we're taking in what, like 50,000?
Probably between 40 and 50 a month. Yeah.
So
I mean, yeah,
we don't do that because like it's all about the art for us.
Well, it's just I think that it cheapens it when you start.
I think so too.
Merchandising, but we should seriously start thinking about merchandising. Let's cheapen this shit
in this economy.
Yeah. Inflation's up.
Everything's going up, man.
Thanks, Trump. Did you see the video that fucking dipshit put out? Of him flying an F-15 and dropping a bunch of shit on all the protesters.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's pretty fucking disgusting.
What is it?
It's just him flying an F-15 with a
fucking... Him flying?
Him flying the F-15. Oh, he retweeted it.
Oh, it's an AI
thing. Him flying an F-15 with a crown on his head. And he's dumping shit. He retweeted it. He's dumping shit all over.
Shit.
Shit. Huge piles of shit falling out an F-15 all over the fucking crowd.
As the president of the United States.
As the president of the United States. He retweeted that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About as cool as
it
is. It's
cool that he loves comedy, dude. He's he's so cool about comedy.
I'm just glad that comedy's legal again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. You remember in Biden years when everyone was getting arrested for comedy?
Yeah.
Dipshits.
Yeah.
All these farmers that voted for him are like, how come ain't nobody buying our soybeans? That's because it costs them 100% more now to do it.
And Trump dropped shit from a helicopter on them.
Yeah.
He dropped a shit on him doing Mach 3.
I don't know, man. I'm just like trying to avoid all of it because it just makes me too fucking angry.
Well, you guys have changed positions real fast.
A year from now.
Usually it's John getting upset that we talk about politics and you ranting.
Well, because like I don't mind talking about politics when you can like actually have like a conversation. But, like, there's no conversation to be had. These people are literal Nazis.
Evil.
Like, that's really all it is. And there's not really... There's no gray area here. What they do is evil.
The Antichrist, would you say?
If you're talking about Peter Thiel, yeah.
Did you see South Park?
No, didn't they abruptly end their season or something?
No, well, they did, but
they did, but they put on the new episode last week.
It's a new season, yeah, and it's all about Peter Thiel and the Antichrist. shut the fuck up about the Antichrist. And when I asked you, do you believe in the Antichrist? I was expecting you to be like, no, that's a made up thing.
I mean, I don't believe in it. Yeah, I don't think it's a real thing, but like Peter Thiel does.
I can't even believe we're having this conversation. It's the same as like Flat Earth to me talking about the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Like serious people are worried.
I don't like calling the Antichrist. So they call him the opposite Jesus.
Peter
Jesus on a bad day.
He's an anti-Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. Like an anti-hero, but anti-Jesus.
Yeah.
Peter Thiel.
Sesage. That's what I call him. Susage.
Yeah.
Susage.
What's the opposite of Jesus? A small black woman. A fat but black woman.
Peter Thiel.
Physically.
Peter Thiel literally pays young twinks to do blood transfusions with him.
Literally.
Literally.
Well,
because he believes
if you're jealous, that's okay. But I'm just.
He believes the blood of young people keep you young.
Mm.
I don't know. It's not a bad hypothesis. You know what I mean? It's like when I find out the Koreans like chop off rhino horns to get their dick harder. Mm-hmm. Not a bad idea.
I mean, we get that you're still angling to get on Rogan one day, but you know.
Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
I think it's all ridiculous. I'd
promote the fuck out of this podcast. I said I'd do it in a heartbeat and I'd promote the fuck out of this podcast.
No, your association with me will never let you allow. He'll never have you on.
Because it's my association with you.
Yeah, because I talk shit about him and I don't give a fuck.
If I ever
somehow just like got successful with stand up, I will never be on his show because he will like I've talked too much shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He started pulling up old tweets.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, yeah, no, I said that. That's true.
And if he did ask me, knowing how much shit I've talked to him, I talked about him, if he did ask me to go on the show, I would go on the show. Mm-hmm. But if he's asking me to go on not knowing how much shit I've talked about him, I'm not going to go on the show.
Yeah, no. No, Jamie be going to work on you.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be like, wait, what's this?
Well, I'm not worried about that. I just like, if I want him to know that I have talked shit earnestly about him, and then that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the shit I talk. We did an hour, boys.
How do you see that?
I just noticed there's more numbers now.
I keep wanting to like put like a clock up in here somewhere.
As long as I can see it right there, I think it'd be a perfect spot.
Yeah.
I got Farber's and Adrian this Friday. And then I'm going to Central Michigan University on Saturday. And then I'm taking my son and three of his boys to go see J.I.D. at the Fillmore in Detroit.
What's J.I.D.?
He's a rapper. He's a good rapper, too.
Very good. Mm-hmm. I'll be at the Copper Whale in Ohio on the 24th.
Oh, is that the wine place?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm trying to pull my shit up here. I'm going to be at... I'm going to be in Minnesota, Minneapolis, this weekend for 10,000 laughs. Thursday night I'm gonna be at the Turf Club for one-liner madness, which is a one-liner contest. I've not written one.
Sounds
one-liner.
Like your specialty.
It's not necessarily one-liner. It's set up punchline.
Yeah.
No tags. Yeah. Just set up punchline. That's it. I'm just gonna have to go through my act and just figure out what I can use because I have not written shit. And then Friday, I'm doing a showcase at Sisyphus Brewing and Brewing and Comedy. And then that Friday night, I believe, is the second stage. And then Saturday night, I'm doing two shows there. One on the first stage. That's the early show, I believe, at like 7. Yeah. 7, stage 1, Sisyphus. And then 9:30, Saturday, stage 2 at Sisyphus.
Mm. Hell yeah. Sisyphus is a great name for a bird.
Yeah. That was in Greek mythology. It was the first cross-dresser.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the weekend after that, I'm opening for Brad Wenzel in at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah, dude. Nice work, boys. Mm-hmm. Nice. All done today. Let's see. What? Oh, yeah. Pickles. You have to turn the show off now.
I asked.